Public health experts say a new study finds immunizations could end the coronavirus pandemic. The study published in the New England Journal of Medicine reveals the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine was overwhelmingly effective against the virus. Researchers followed nearly 1.2 million people in Israel. Meanwhile, questions are being raised about the infrastructure Americans rely on to process payments. For about 4 hours yesterday, Federal Reserve systems that execute millions of financial transactions a day were disrupted. It appears to have been some sort of internal glitch. The system processes everything from payroll to tax refunds to interbank transfers. Meanwhile, President Biden is directing his staff to address shortfalls in semiconductor production. The shortage of chips has idled production at some auto plants. The president ordered a review of supply chains with an eye towards ending reliance on China and other adversaries, but he admits the problem won't be solved immediately. Over in the UK, Chancellor of the Exchequer Rishi Sunak is being urged to deliver a $140 billion fiscal boost in his budget next week. It comes from the Resolution Foundation research group. The increase would add 5% of GDP to the record borrowing that Sunak has amassed during the pandemic. It would also align the UK's fiscal policy with the US. Global news 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Karina Mitchell. This is Bloomberg.